Local news, timeless hits here at WRGN. It's exactly 7 o'clock. Let's get our news up.
Local news and timeless hits, WRGN, Missing Kenosha.
And WZTI Greenfield.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. The federal government is closed for business this morning. It shut down a minute past midnight after a Republican-backed funding plan failed in the Senate. Team coverage begins with CBS's Michael Toscano.
Republican House Speaker Mike Johnson blamed Senate Democrats for the impasse and said the two sides were not negotiating.
There literally is nothing to negotiate. They're bringing in extraneous issues that don't have anything to do at all with keeping the government open.
Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer said his side needs to have expiring health care tax credits extended.
We need to stop these premiums from going up dramatically. We need to do it now.
Johnson was unmoved.
Keep the government open and then we'll talk about the rest of it.
I'm Michael Wallace. The shutdown does not affect the Postal Service, so you will still get your mail. Social Security and Medicare benefits will still be paid out. Essential workers like military members, TSA agents, and air traffic controllers will continue to work, but without pay. The TSA is warning travelers to expect delays. National parks will remain partially open, but buildings and sites that require staffing, like Smithsonian Museums or the Washington Monument, will be closed. Members of Congress still get paid.
New tariffs on imported drugs take effect today. Some taxes are set at 100%. But CBS's Kelly O'Grady says the impact might not be as big as you'd think.
It does not include generic pharmaceuticals, though. And that's a really important point because the majority of medications and drugs that we as Americans buy are generic brands.
New Orleans Assistant Police Superintendent says he welcomes the idea of working with National Guard troops after Republican Governor Jeff Landry asked for up to 1,000 of them to help fight crime. But Hans Gonthier says they'll have some learning to do.
They're not familiar with New Orleans. They're not familiar with the hot spots.
Gonthier is also pushing back on GOP claims of a rising crime rate there. Hearts sank along the Outer Banks as five empty homes in Buxton were hit by 15-foot waves and collapsed into the ocean.
This one's really tough because I grew up on the street and lived on the street for a few years.
The ocean roughed up by Hurricanes Imelda and Umberto, rumbling in the Atlantic around Bermuda. A famous beer fest has been shut down for the day. Police in Germany have closed the fairgrounds that host Oktoberfest after a bomb threat and an explosion at a residential building in northern Munich. It's left these Americans disappointed.
I mean, I'm sad. We had a reservation for a beer tent and that's gone.
A little upset. We came a long way and we're only here for one day.
City officials say one person died in that explosion. They've linked it to an apparent domestic dispute. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Police in Kenosha are asking for help to find a missing 18-year-old woman who may be in danger. Angelnet Byram was last seen last Friday afternoon at the ECLA Outreach Center in Kenosha on 26th Avenue near 62nd. She's described as black, 5'6", with short black hair and an afro or twists. She was wearing a tan dress when she went missing. Police say Byram is cognitively delayed and may be in Milwaukee. Anyone with information is urged to contact the Kenosha Police Department. Even though the Caledonia Plan Commission said yes, the Microsoft Data Center isn't a done deal. The project still needs several more rounds of approval from village officials as well as sign-offs by state agencies and regional planning groups. Experts say reviews by the DNR and the Southeastern Wisconsin Regional Planning Commission are still ahead. The company also has to get permits and complete a master site plan. That process is designed to address environmental, zoning, and infrastructure questions before any construction can start. If everything does end up getting approved, shovels may not go into the ground for 2 to 3 years. They're getting ready to tee off on some big changes in Wind Point, and they want some thoughts from the gallery. A public listening session is scheduled for next Monday, where locals can hear about proposed upgrades for the 9-hole golf course at Shute Park. Representatives from Leopold Johnson and the Kaiser Golf Group will share details and answer questions. The goal is to upgrade the underused city-owned course while getting input from the community. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
After further review, hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers coaching staff reviewing the tape of Sunday night's game in Dallas, in which Green Bay kicked a field goal with 1 second left, ending in a tie. Matt LaFleur admits that was poor clock management.
Just looking at the clock, I'm like, oh my God, there's going to be no time left. It's a very humbling experience to go through that. It's unacceptable, quite honestly. And there's nothing we can do about it now other than we better learn from it, everybody.
The Packers have the week off before hosting the Bengals Sunday, October 12th. NBA, Bobby Portis says, after meeting with Bucks GM John Horst and coach Doc Rivers, he decided to stay in Milwaukee.
Being able to have that open dialogue, open communication with John, open communication with Doc, it's been a great experience for me being here in Milwaukee. Definitely would have been weird going to another franchise, and so I'm happy I'm here.
That's Bucks forward Bobby Portis with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
The weather is brought to you by Hog Lawyer, the lawyer who rides at 888-999-6644. This is some of the best riding weather of the season, but pay attention and be careful out there, because unfortunately there have been a lot of unnecessary motorcycle accidents lately. And if you should ever be the unfortunate victim of any kind of accident, call a Hog Lawyer immediately at 888-999-6644. He's the lawyer who rides, and with over 45 years of road-tested experience, he's definitely the guy you want on your side to protect your rights. Call him today or visit him online at hoglawyer.com.
It is going to be partly to mostly cloudy today with a high right around 71 this afternoon. The wind out of the east at around 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly cloudy, 60. Tomorrow, sunny, 75. Then on Friday and Saturday, mostly sunny with a high of 83 both days. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Whenever you go out, you got to get the appetizer, because the appetizer is just an excuse for an extra meal. I was like, let's see, I will start with the 80 buffalo wings. And do you have a low-cal blue cheese? Because I don't want to fill up too much.
It would be kind of embarrassing trying to explain what an appetizer is to someone from a starving country, though.
Yeah, the appetizer, that's food we eat before we have our food. No, you're thinking of dessert. That's food we eat after we have our food. Yep, we eat tons of food. Sometimes there's so much, we just stick it in a bag, bring it home. Give it to the dog. You ever get the doggy bag? You're like, oh no, put this in a box in a bag and I'll bring it home and throw it out tomorrow.
It's 7:08, local news time. Liz hits a WRJN. It's time for our multi-state text to win contest. And this is the final week of it. Your chance to win some great prizes. Okay, here's what you need to do. Download the Civic Media app. Do it right now. It's free. Go to the app store, WRJN.com. You'll see it there. Download it. Takes a few seconds. And when you download it, you'll see a whole bunch of radio stations there from Civic Media. Scroll down to WRJN, click on it, and you'll see a text button. I want you to text this word to me this hour. Cheer, C-H-E-E-R, cheer, C-H-E-E-R. You text that to me right now, and you'll be in the running for our $200 prize and gold jewelry today. Plus, you'll be in the running for club-level seats. Now, you'll be indoors with these club-level seats, and you won't get wet if it rains. You won't get cold if it snows. So it'll be the Green Bay, Minnesota game coming up around mid-November sometime. Plus, we give you a gas card, so we pay for your gas, too. How do you like that? So download the Civic Media app. Go down the list of stations. Click on WRJN. And when you do that, you'll see the text button. Text the keyword CHEER, C-H-E-E-R, CHEER. Do that till 8 o'clock this morning, and you're in the running for some great prizes and cash, too, from WRJN and Civic Media.
Don Rosen in the morning. WRJN.
Oh. Let's learn to drive, all right? We all done? Okay. You okay?
I'm fine. Okay. Fine. Yeah.
All right. Let's learn to drive right now. We're going to do our Racine County Staying Safe program right now. With me from the program is Tom Ditter from the Racine County Traffic Safety Commission. Each month we do a different program to help people with safety. We did buses. We do, you know, snow safety when you're driving. And now we're going to talk about teenage drivers. Tend to shiver up your spine if you got a teenager, huh? Jeff Urban is here from the Driver's Ed program at Union Grove High School. I think that's every parent's fear. Oh, no, they want a permit. I remember on Leave It to Beaver when Wally gets his permit, his mother is panicking. And then he wants the keys when he passes. Well, you just got it. Why don't you wait a few months? Teenagers don't want to wait. I passed. I want the keys. Give them to me now. Yes. You must be frightened to death driving with teenagers in a car.
Well, that's what most people ask. They'll say, aren't you terrified? I could never do that. Well, you do it long enough and you learn that, you know, you have to stay calm. And the more you do it, it's just like anything in life. You get better at it, you know. So the more I sit in the car with these kids and the more you learn what mistakes they're going to make before they make them, and you get more comfortable that way. But I've been doing it 28 years, so it takes a lot to rattle me right now, yeah.
Have you ever had a kid who just can't handle it and you know there's going to be an accident somewhere because they just can't handle the stress of driving, or they can't figure out that you've got to go slowly on the brake, you know, jam it on. And when you get to a stop, you don't roll through a stop sign. You got to pay attention to the signs, pay attention to the surroundings.
I do get kids like that, but I've never gotten to a point where I've had to stop the lesson and just say, we can't do it. We've had to pull over. I've had kids cry in the car.
Really?
Yeah, I have. I have.
And you learn
that first year that you can't yell at them.
And you cried too, right?
I've never cried in the car. Maybe after. But you learn, you know, these kids, they'll calm down in the car, and then and then we start in the slow areas if we have to. I'll start in a parking lot. I've had kids where I've only had to start with in a parking lot. Then we'll graduate to like a residential area and move from there. But I've never had a kid where I've actually had to stop the lesson, so that's good. But I have had kids that have never driven before.
So on Two and a Half Men, they let the little kid drive the car in a parking lot, and he jams on the brakes, and Charlie says in the backseat, notice how close we are to the dumpster now. We weren't as close before, yes, but we're close now. My dad, too, I just remembered that. He took me to the department store parking lot a few times.
That's a great idea. I put out a video in my last, because my class is online, my classroom portion is, except for a couple of days. In my last video, I tell the parents on the video, because they have to watch it with a kid and then email me to tell me that they watched it. And I tell them, I say, start in an empty parking lot. Start in a cemetery, someplace where you go real slow and you don't have to, you know, you don't have to worry about high speeds or much traffic, and then graduate from there. Because a lot of parents, they're like, they want me to take them out first, but I want to teach them a lot more than that. So that's why I always tell them empty parking lots are one of the best places to start, because, you know, chances of hitting something are pretty slim.
That dumpster's getting closer.
Yes, it is.
It wasn't as close 2 minutes ago. Yeah,
and it's not on wheels either.
Yeah. I just remember my father, I never forgot all about that. Took me to the Mays Department Store parking lot on a Sunday, and it was closed on Sundays. And he said, now I want you to park here, see the lines, park in the lines. I forgot all about that. He just reminded me of that. Yeah. I don't know about cemetery, so. I wouldn't want to knock over a tombstone.
Well, I wouldn't either, but the speeds at a cemetery are mostly 10 miles an hour, and it's winding. They're usually winding, so it's a very slow speed.
I can never do your job in a million years. I just couldn't. I couldn't handle the stress.
I've heard that so many times.
But you have double brakes, right?
I have a brake on my side, yes. And like I mentioned before, I do have, I wish I had a gas pedal at times. And I went to the Driver's Ed Conference at Wisconsin Dells. I go there every spring, and one of the speakers had a show of hands, said, who has a brake? And everybody raised their hand and said, who has a gas pedal? And one person, I don't know how they got it, but they have a gas pedal on their side, so I don't know how that is.
Where do you get cars that are made like that?
So it's not the car itself. We buy the brake and we install it into our car, and then it's just a cable that runs over and attaches to the top of their brake, and then when I push on mine, it pulls on their brake.
I'd be hitting it all the time.
Yeah. I use it a lot, yes.
And I do it now when my wife's driving the fake brake. You know, you're always hitting the fake thing with your foot.
That's what all my kids will tell me. They say, my mom's over there hitting the brake. There's no brake. So.
Just tapping that fake one. Yep. Well, that's
great. Don, at the end of the show, he'll tell you where you can get one of those brakes if you want install it on your car.
I'm fine now. I'm not teaching everybody to drive. When I taught my daughter to drive, I was scared to death because she had an attitude when she went in, like, don't tell me what to do.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm going to tell you what to do. Mm-hmm. And she got upset because this car, I think cut her, it was a nun driving a car, cut her off and yelled at her through the window. And we were driving down a side street in Brown Deer. And, you know, I didn't give anybody the finger. It was a nun. I didn't do anything like that. But, you know, she's, you know, it's about 10 miles an hour, 12 miles an hour of the street.
Well, you know what you'd be surprised at is we have stickers all over the car that say driver's ed. And the amount of people that will cut us off or honk at us, it's surprising to me because you think, I mean, it's very obvious that we're learning to drive. It's a driver's ed student, and people will still cut us off and honk at us, even though they know the kid's learning to drive and that they're not very good yet. So
what are the driving ages in Wisconsin? When can you get your permit, learner's permit?
At the age of 15, you can get your temporary.
Whoa. Yeah,
your temporary license. It used to be 15 and a half. Now it's 15. So you can hold your temps for up to a year. That was one of the best decisions the state ever made because in the 6 months, because it used to be 15 and a half, and some of these kids in 6 months just don't practice enough. In a year, I'm finding that more kids, I think, are ready at the age of 16 if they're getting their temps at 15. I have twin boys that are 17. I made sure on their 15th birthday they got their temps and they practiced for an entire year.
Oh, terrific. Yeah.
So I think that's been one of the best things. So
what could you get your license at 16 in Wisconsin?
16, yeah.
Whoa.
What was it in...
17.
It was 17.
But most people, 18. If you didn't take driver's ed, it was 18.
Oh, it is still. If you don't take driver's ed, it's still 18 in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
But you don't have to. Yeah, you don't have to take any driver's ed.
It helps with your, they say it helps with your insurance. I never saw my insurance going down. Yeah. I mean, I'm up there in age now. I just told State Farm, you know, I did take driver's ed 70 years ago. So.
Do I get
still
any?
Counts. It still counts.
And you know what, though? Yeah. Older people, I think there should be a driving update every once in a while. Yeah. You know, my mother was driving until she was like in her late 80s. Now, she was a good driver. The problem was she had my father, who used to touch everything, and he had Alzheimer's toward the end, touching everything in the car. And I said, Mom, you're not even paying attention. You're too worried about him.
Yeah.
I can't. I said, give me your license. She said, you're right. Here it is. I said, I will drive you wherever you want to go.
Yeah.
You call me when I get it, and everywhere you don't have to drive. You can't drive with him anymore.
That is a debate that comes up at our conferences every year, and it's such a touch. It's, you know, it's a sensitive topic because can you imagine driving 60 years of your life, and then you go in and have to take a road test and fail, and now all that freedom that you've had for 60 years is gone. So it is a tough subject, but you're absolutely right. There are some. My grandmother was the same way. Rest her soul. She. Her last few years of her life, she was not a good driver.
No,
and
she was a good driver.
She should have been on the road.
She couldn't drive with my father in the car, and I couldn't take that chance anymore. She had a beautiful Cadillac, which, plus the parking spot she had at the place she lived, had a cement pillar, and she must have hit that pillar about 20 times. The whole side of the car was scratched up. Before we take the break here, you just mentioned something, and if I don't write it down, I forget what it is. And I forgot what it was. Let's take the quick break here.
All right.
All right. Don't forget, we are now in our middle of our multi-state text to win contest here at Civic Media. And this hour, I want you to go to the Civic Media app, download the app. And when you download it from the App Store, WRJN.com, it's free. Takes a few seconds. Look for WRJN on the Civic Media list. And when you see that list, click on WRJN. You'll see a little tiny text button in the bottom right-hand corner. And what I want you to do is click on that. And I want you to text this keyword. The keyword is cheer, C-H-E-E-R, C-H-E-E-R, cheer. Text it this hour. You'll be in the running for $200 cash, gold jewelry, and you'll also be in the running for our grand prize. Win or lose, you're in the running for the grand prize. Tickets to see Green Bay in Minnesota up in Green Bay, plus a gas card. We'll give you that, too. 718, so do it now. Download that app and text cheer to us, okay? It's 718, local news, timeless hits at WRJN. Time for Pete with the
Beat. On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Have you heard of Tilly Norwood? If not, you probably will be hearing more about this AI actress in the near future. AI is becoming more of an issue in the entertainment business. It was a big point of contention during the recent Screen Actors Guild strike. Tilly is the creation of Aline van der Velden, a Dutch actor, director, and physicist. That's a rare combo. She is the founder of Particle 6, a video production company that makes AI. Van der Velden says Tilly is even being looked at by acting agencies for representation and has her own Instagram account, the AI with the IA. As you can imagine, the Hollywood acting community is not happy about this creation. According to Yahoo News, the Screen Actors Guild says Tilly is not a real actor, as she has no real-life experiences to draw from, and that AI devalues human artistry. My question is Tilly really even a she? Not sure if she can be compared to a real actor, or if she is more like animation. This will get more interesting and or contentious real soon, folks. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Morning Show at WRJN, brought to you each morning by Marine Credit Union. Chart your course with Marine Credit Union, proudly supporting the community one step at a time.
Marine Credit Union believes a strong community starts with strong partnerships. That's why they've joined forces with local nonprofits and community-focused initiatives to make a lasting difference together. Marine Credit Union passionately supports families in need, helps people build financial confidence, and strengthens the neighborhoods we all call home. Let Marine Credit Union chart your course forward, one step at a time. Learn more today at marinecu.com or visit them on Green Bay Road, just south of Durand Avenue. Membership required. Insured by NCUA.
Get ready for a night of pure funk and soul. The Genesee Theater presents a legendary double bill you won't want to miss. That's right, it's the horn-driven sound of Power of Power and the iconic funk of War live on stage. Hear all the hits from Soul with a capital S to Why Can't We Be Friends. It's a powerhouse performance of classic funk, R&B, and soul. Don't wait. Power of Power and War at the Genesee Theater. Saturday, November 1st. Get your tickets now at the Genesee Theater box office or online at Ticketmaster.com.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
Breathe in that crisp fall air. Now, pair it with something warm and delicious from Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Cozy up to a piping hot bowl of rich chicken and dumpling, creamy spinach artichoke, hearty cowboy stew, or classic chili, served in a fresh bread bowl or alongside your favorite pastry and warm beverage. For comfort food any day, check out Main Street Bakery on social media for daily specials. Open Tuesday through Saturday, Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Get ready to go for the green and gold on WRJN. Listen each weekday for the keywords to text for your chance to win our daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry. And be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota in Green Bay. Just download our free Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 9, 11, 1, 3, 5, and 7 for your chance to win in our multi-state contest. For complete rules, go to civicmedia.us. Our goal for the green and gold sponsors are Royal Construction, Building Dreams Together, and Vessel Services, roofing repairs and replacements that restore peace of mind.
And do not forget, our keyword this hour is cheer, cheer. So download that, get it to us right away, and you'll be in the running for all those prizes. And they're going to send you a message, by the way, asking you to sign up for the newsletter if you want. If you do, you get a bonus entry. How do you like that? I like that. 723 WRJN. It's the Racine County Traffic Safety Commission staying safe today. Tom Nitter is here from the Racine County Traffic Safety Commission. And we also have a special guest, Jeff Urban, is here. He's a driving instructor, runs the driver's ed department at Union Grove High School, my wife's alma mater. There you go. But yeah, you
great school.
You didn't teach her, though. You know, one thing about my driver's ed teacher I never forgot, and I think about this every time I come to a yellow light. He said, "What does the yellow light mean?" And everybody said, "Slow down." He goes, "No, clear the intersection. Get out because the light's going to turn red. So if you're there, get through it. If you're not there, you can stop. But just make sure the intersection's clear." And every time I do, I'm going to clear the intersection. Because I forget his name. He was such a great guy, too. I really love that guy. He was good. Do they still show the horror films
of the accidents? It's, you know, because you can run your program, you know, everybody runs their program a little different. And some of the videos I show, I do show some, especially the seatbelt ones that I want the kids to see just so they understand how important the seatbelt is. Because I always tell them, if I rank everything in order of importance that I'll teach you from 1 to 100, number 1 is wearing a seatbelt by far.
Well, they used to run from the Ohio State Patrol, Ohio State Police, 16 millimeter movies we had. And And I used to run these, and these were, this is what happens. They had body parts laying all over the place, and these poor kids were, I'm not going to drive.
I get a lot of kids that'll tell me after they see certain videos that they don't want to drive now, and I tell them that's not the purpose of the video.
I'll
the purpose
take an Uber.
Is to drive safe.
I'll take an Uber from now wherever I got to go. I don't want to drive. They were scary movies.
Yeah.
Some kids said, oh, look at that. Look at that guy's head. It's like,
there's not as many quite like that anymore.
Yeah, these were the Ohio State Patrol, and they were. You can see them on YouTube. Yeah, they still have the old Highway State Patrol
videos. Oh, I'm sure you can find
videos
them all.
Out there. Okay, let's get to some of these five driving points here. Now, this is hard to read on the screen because it's written in white on a bright color. No cell phones. There's something I never had to deal with. Do you tell them to shut the phones off when they get in the car?
Yes. That is the biggest growing epidemic in our country by far. And they can't really put a number on it. You know, there's thousands of people dying in our country every year because of cell phone use. But they can't really put a number on it. Because if you are on your cell phone and you're driving down a road and you go off the road, hit a tree and crash and die and you're the only one involved, that's not going to be a statistic. They're not going to even worry about cell phones because you're the only person involved. But so they can't really put a number on it. But I tell these kids, two things have to happen when they start. When they get in the car the first time to drive, you put your seatbelt on and you silence your phone. And I always tell them, I think most kids plan on not texting and driving. I show them enough videos. They understand how dangerous it is. But I always tell them, this is what I tell them, it's a snowball effect. I think when you are driving down the road, and these kids, and there's nobody in the car to tell you not to be on your phone, and you hear a notification, maybe you ignore it. But then you get another one and another one. I said, at some point, what's going to happen? You're going to be on a road where nobody's at. You're going to check that phone. And I always ask them, what's going to happen? And they'll say, crash. And I say, probably not. You're probably just going to check it real quick, and it's probably not going to crash. And I always tell them that's the worst thing that could happen, because then you think you can do it again. Then you think you can do it again. Next thing you know, you're part of the problem and not part of the solution. And you're texting and driving all the time. And I said, and it's just a matter of time then before you're going to cause an accident. So
the odds are eventually going to catch up with you.
Absolutely.
We're talking about teen driving, driver safety. When I'm driving with my wife, my phone goes up, don't look at it. And she's right. It takes a second because someone else can cut ahead of you, cut in.
Yep.
Could be an animal in the road, could be a person in the road.
Yep.
And for that second you look at your cell phone, mm-hmm. like when I get a call from Tom Nitter, I never answer that phone call while I'm driving.
I don't blame you.
I say, he can wait. It's not important. No, it's always important when Tom calls. But, cell phone usage, I never had to deal with that
I didn't either.
So they have to shut it off in driver's end.
Because I put them behind the driver so I can see them too. So if they check I ever see them on their phone while they're in the driver's ed car behind me, obviously I holler at them, tell them not to.
Do you have other kids in the car beside the driver?
Yes, there's one, because they need 6 hours of driving and 6 hours of observation. So I do two-hour lessons, with two kids. One student drives and the other one's behind watching and observing. So they have to observe 6 hours also. So.
Whoa. Yeah. We had the two people in the back seat, one person driving.
Okay.
And in the rearview mirror, you can see them having a fun fooling around the back seat and just distracting me.
Yeah.
But I just remember those days. How can I remember that? But it was, pretty important to me. I wanted to get and I told you, I had, my high school didn't give it for the summer.
Yeah.
They give it during the regular year, but not for the summer. So I had to walk to the other high school, and it took about maybe an hour to walk there, maybe a little more, to walk to the other high school.
Different.
Yeah, and when it rained, I got an umbrella and I walked in the rain. But that's how important it was. And then I got my driver's license, and every kid in the high school was my new best friend.
Yep. Now, I was telling Tom, I said, are you surprised? I am surprised at how many kids, because of social media, that actually how many kids I get in class that aren't that excited about getting their license, because that was the only freedom we had. We didn't have our social media. We didn't have cell phones, so our only freedom was to get your license and drive. I get some kids in class that will be honest with me, and they'll tell me that the only reason they're in driver's ed is because their parents making them, because they just really don't have that desire to get out and go places, which is surprising to me. Now, there are still those kids like us that just can't wait so they can get out of the house and drive somewhere and go somewhere with their friends. But
I got a great story to tell you when we get back from the break here. My mother, I had to use her car, and it's a good story.
Yeah.
It involves one of the prettiest girls in the high school who never had anything to do with me, but now I got a driver's license, so now I got a magnet on me. So it's a good story. Tell you one about my father taking me on the busiest road he could possibly find, and I'm scared to death, yelling at me while I'm driving. And then when I first got my license, he hired me to chauffeur him around Manhattan.
because it was easier for him to make his calls, you know, on buildings and stuff, and not to pay for parking. And I had, my job was to double park. And when the cop came behind, just move around the block, come back, double park again, keep moving around the block. You learn it real quick how it works.
And he paid you for that.
$1.85 an hour.
Wow.
But that was back, you know, when that was the minimum wage. Mm-hmm. And you just park. When the cop comes, pull around. The cop, you know, beep his lights and just pull around the street and come back and do it until he comes again. That was what I did all summer long. Double parked and... That's what I did.
They had to replace the tires at the end of the season.
Yeah. It was a company car. Yeah. I didn't care. It was his company car. Tom Ditter is here from the Racine County Traffic Safety Commission. Jeff Urban is here. We're talking about, he's from the Driver's Ed program at Union Grove High School. We're talking about teenage driving. Got a few more things to talk about coming up in a moment. Also, don't forget, it's our multi-state text to win contest. Download the Civic Media app. Text WRJN, the keyword CHEER, C-H-E-E-R, CHEER. And you'll be in the running for some great prizes. Do it now. You only have a half hour left to do it. But right now, it's exactly 7:30. Let's check our morning news, see what's going on. Once again, here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The future of a proposed Microsoft data center in Caledonia could hinge on a village board meeting October 14th. Dozens of people, including those living nearby and regional activists, turned out for a plan commission meeting this week where they gave approval. Many in opposition voiced concerns about how the project could impact the community's environment, traffic, and rural character. Village officials say the data center would boost the local tax base and support services like schools and public safety. The property is owned by We Energies. The rezoning and land use change will go to a final vote at that meeting on the 14th. A 25-year-old Sturtevant man is facing felony charges after admitting to forging and cashing a check from an elderly resident at a Racine assisted living facility. Dervante Cunningham is accused of writing himself a $200 check using a blank check that he says he found in his girlfriend's scrubs. She worked at the facility and told police she did take a blank check but didn't fill it out. She's been fired. Cunningham is now in custody on charges of forgery, uttering a forgery, and identity theft charges. Demolition is underway at an abandoned Racine church. Work is going on at the former St. Nicholas Episcopal Church on 16th Street, with the landmark being cleared to make way for new housing. The city council voted earlier this year to use $2 million in federal funding to help build four affordable homes where the church once stood. Officials say affordable housing is one of Racine's biggest challenges. And getting through summers will be tough today. Kenosha County Highway E, a.k.a. 12th Street, will be closed at the Union Pacific Railroad crossing in Summers. The closure today will allow crews to repair the crossing. Detours will be posted. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Coming up, we're diving into the heart of the grain markets. I'm Stephanie Huff for the Midwest Farm Report, along with you on a Wednesday. John Heinberg, market advisor with Total Farm Marketing in West Bend, joins us with a powerful insight. Corn demand isn't just steady, it's exceptionally strong.
The 2025-26 marketing year is the best start to the to corn export program that we've ever had. It eclipsed the 2020-21 program year with the strong sale pace. And what's interesting about that is in 2021, China bought 48% of that corn. And we're doing that this year without any Chinese purchases on the corn side either. So again, it just shows you how things kind of shifted on the global demand as China moved its business elsewhere. Other importers have stepped up and really bought U.S. corn at a strong clip.
John Heinberg along with us. He's a market advisor with Total Farm Marketing in West Bend. Stick around for a look at how markets finished yesterday after this.
At Steffes Auctioneers, we don't just sell, we guide. Knowing what your equipment or land is worth isn't just a number, it's clarity. It's the first step in making smart decisions for your future. That's why we offer honest, market-based valuations with no pressure to sell. Just insight you can trust. Start with the conversation or start with the valuation. Steffes Auctioneers. We don't just sell, we guide. Not sure where to start? Let's talk. Visit steffesgroup.com right now. That's steffesgroup.com.
BioVet combines the latest research and technology to develop high-quality microbial and nutritional solutions for your operation. BioVet's innovative product line supports the immune system, digestive function, reproduction, along with growth and development of your livestock. Learn more at bio-vet.com and visit us at World Dairy Expo booth number EH1503 and 1504. EH1503 and 1504.
Innovation, that's BioVet.
On the close yesterday from Chicago, corn prices pulled back as USDA found a few more bushels than the trade had expected in their latest report. December corn down 6 cents at 415.5. Soybeans also easing lower despite some tighter stocks numbers. November soybeans down 8.75 cents at 10.01¾. Cash wheat closed 11.5 cents lower at 508 a bushel. July 2026 new crop wheat down 9 cents at 551¾. The 40-pound block cheese continued its higher trend, closing up a nickel and a half at $1.72. When cheese closed, the October Class 3 milk contract was trading up 24 cents at 17.23 a hundredweight. The November Class 3 milk contract trading up 26 cents at 16.89 a hundredweight. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
The weather is brought to you by Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine. Phone 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com. It's the time of year when warm summer days make way for cool autumn nights. But once those leaves start to fall, the temperatures really start falling too. So call Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine today to take advantage of their incredible $59 furnace tune and clean special. And let the pros at Building Waters make sure that your furnace is in tip-top shape for the cold winter months ahead. They're your one-stop shop at 262-989-1001 or online at buildingwaters.com.
It is going to be partly to mostly cloudy today with a high right around 71 this afternoon. The wind out of the east at around 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly cloudy, 60. Tomorrow, sunny, 75. Then on Friday and Saturday, mostly sunny with a high of 83 both days. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Although I tell you, man, I admire flight attendants. I really do. I couldn't do what they do. They're there for safety, first of all, and they got to put up with so much garbage from people. Have you ever been sitting in your seat and you see somebody trying to fit something in the overhead rack that you know ain't going in there like in a million years, you know? You know, you're looking at them like, what kind of perception problems does this guy have? And the flight attendants are so nice, they run up and act like it's close. You know, they run up there, oh, gosh. Oh, I don't know if that's going to get up there. Oh, we can check it for you, you moron. That's what I would do. I would last like 9 seconds at that job, you know? I would just run up, hey, does that look like it's going to fit? What's the matter with you? You got this much room, you got like a dead yak. You don't see all these people jammed up behind you? Oh, this is your world. Oh, it's all about you. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Brian Regan, funny guy. It's 7:37. We're smack in the middle of our text to win contest, our multi-state text to win contest at Civic Media. Don't forget this hour, download the Civic Media app wherever you get your apps, and also WRJN.com. You can download it there. It's free. Look for the list of Civic Media stations. Click on WRJN. Click on the text button and text the keyword cheer this hour. C-H-E-E-R. Cheer. C-H-E-E-R. You'll be in the running for gold jewelry and $200 cash this hour, plus in the running for the grand prize, win or lose, you're running for the grand prize as well. Tickets to see Green Bay and Minnesota in Green Bay. That's coming up in, I guess, mid-November. I got to look. Plus, we'll give you a gas card, too. So do it this hour. Don't miss out. 7:38. It is the Racine County Traffic Safety Commission Hour today. Tom Nitter is here from the Racine County Traffic Safety Commission, and we're talking about teen driving safety. Jeff Urban is here from the Driver's Ed Program at Union Grove High School. I think teenagers have to realize driving is not a right. It's a privilege, and that privilege can be taken away from you anytime. I mean, they'll just snatch it from you, and you'll never drive again.
Absolutely.
So be careful driving. We were just talking during the break here, a 20-year-old driver had a major accident on 16th Street here just about a couple of weeks ago. I don't think she had a license. I'm not sure, but I'm pretty sure she's the one, and I shouldn't say I'm pretty sure, allegedly took the life of another driver the week before. So, I mean, you know, you got to have a license to drive. Okay, so we talked about 15. You can get your permit,
yes,
right?
Yes, you can get your permit at 15.
That's a little child.
Now, just so you know, I believe in Michigan it's 14 and a half.
Now, I know if you're in farm country, you can get a license a little earlier because you got to help out on the farm with tractors and everything else. My brother's friend bought a car when he was 16 and drove it in his aunt's backyard back and forth. They'd sit in this convertible, go back and forth in her yard, which is okay. It's private property.
It's legal, yeah.
And they would get in the car. They'd go from one side of the yard to the other, back and forth in this convertible with the radio going. I guess they had a good time doing it.
I tell my students, hey, you can legally drive as long as it's not on a public roadway. You can do that without a license.
Now, so what is it,
if they have room, they can practice at home.
I know you're not an expert on motor vehicles, but I see these electric bicycles all over the road.
Yeah.
And they're driving in traffic, and they don't have a license plate. Is that legal to do that?
I believe it is legal, yes. And
that could be dangerous.
That's another controversial topic that we talk about at our conferences where... You know, people argue that, a lot of bicyclists don't follow all the rules.
It's an electric bike.
They're all, even a regular bike's supposed to. They're supposed to still stop at a stop sign. But, I'll admit, if I'm riding a bike, I don't always stop at a stop sign either. But that is one of the things that comes up at our conferences because it is an issue.
Here's my biggest pet peeve. A school bus is there. They have the red stop sign out and people drive right past it.
And just so everybody listening knows, unless it's a divided road, it doesn't matter how many lanes there are. There could be 8 lanes of traffic. If that bus is all the way 7 lanes over away from you and it's not divided, that's illegal.
If it's a boulevard with that island in the middle, then
with
you don't
the island
to,
in the middle, if it's divided, you can continue to drive on the other side.
I can't tell you how many people I see go. Yes. And stop signs. When I retire, I'm getting a beach chair. I'm going to sit at the corner of Victory and whatever that street is over here and just videotape all the drivers passing the stop sign. They just roll. Some of them roll through it. You know, they hit the brakes, but they roll. Some don't even make that effort.
Yeah,
because it's early in the morning. They think, what are the chances of another driver coming? You only find out once.
Yep.
Yes, the driver was there, and you might not even realize it.
$153 fine if you're rolling through a stop sign.
How much is it?
$153. That's what the cop told one of my students because I had a student not stopping completely, and he thought he was stopping completely. And I kept saying, you're not stopping completely. He said, yeah, I am. And I said, no, you're close, but not quite. And sure enough, we pulled over to do a Y turn. Cop pulled up alongside of us, had us roll our window down. He said, hey, I know your instructor's with you, but you didn't stop at that stop sign back there. So the kid never said a word the rest of the lesson because he knew I was
Where'd they get the $3 from?
I don't know.
That's the state legislature.
It's a tip.
$3.
$153. Yeah. So I don't know.
$153.
And that could have changed. That might be higher now. That was a couple of years ago. So
okay, third on our list here, it looks like second on our list says no extra passengers.
So with their temporary license, they can drive with a parent, guardian, or somebody 21 or older with written permission in that is in charge of them, and then they can have as many immediate family members as they want in the car. Once they get their probationary license for 9 months, the first 9 months they can only have one non-immediate family member in the car. So they can have one friend in the car. So they're limited on the amount of passengers, and that's because of the distractions that they're going to cause. So they could still have a couple siblings in the car and a parent and a friend, but that first 9 months they have their probationary license, they can only have one friend.
And isn't there a restriction like overnight hours
Midnight to 5 a.m., they can't drive by themselves. They could still drive with a parent, and there are exceptions if they're driving from home to school, school to home, home to work, or work to home. Those are the exceptions as far as driving from midnight to 5 a.m. for the first 9 months.
I remember the first song I ever heard on the radio when I got my driver's license. I said to my mother, can I take the car out? She goes, why do you have to take the car? I said, I'm going to Mays Department Store. Why can't you walk? Because I got a driver's license. She did not want me driving that car. And I said, can I please have the keys? I don't see why you can't walk. Because it's 45 minutes to walk, and I can drive there in 5 minutes. And so she gave me the keys. I turned on the radio. The first song I heard, Maggie May by Rod Stewart.
You still remember that?
You always forget. You never forget your first girl. Yeah. Never forget your first radio station.
At least it wasn't Hot Rod Lincoln or something like that.
It was Maggie May by Rod Stewart, first song. And I got in the car, and I was terrified because I was alone.
Yeah.
There was nobody in the car. And I lived to tell the tale.
Yeah.
I went to the department store, got what I wanted, came home, parked the car. When my daughter first got her license, and she said, okay, I'm going to the Butler Skate Rink. This is Butler, right, north of Milwaukee. And she said, I'm going to Butler Skate Land. Can I have the keys? Oh, no. And it was at night. So she drove there, and my wife and I followed her in the car. She didn't see us to make sure she got there okay. Then we went home. And he said, call us when you're coming. You know, there was no cell phone. So I said, call us when you're coming back. She called us. We ran down to Butler Skate Land and followed her home. And just before she got home, we pulled ahead, you know, got ahead of her. Yeah. So we pulled into the driveway. I was laying on the carpet the whole time at home saying, please make this night end. Please make it end. Because it was nice. She had kids in the car with her. But she was great.
Yeah.
She got into one accident in her entire life. Wow. Actually, two accidents. One was she was parked and a school bus sideswiped her and pulled the door off the car.
Oh.
And the bus driver swore it was her. But there were cameras.
Yeah.
Bus driver lying. And the other one, she was driving and a guy ran a red light and hit her broadside, put her in the hospital.
Oh, boy.
And cracked a bunch of bones on her. Jeez. And
so she was in two accidents, you said, but neither one were her fault.
Well, the one, a guy ran a red light and just hit her broadside. And lucky there were a whole bunch of cars. It was on Lincoln Boulevard in Milwaukee. And also the bus driver just took her door off and then lied about it. And they pulled out the...
That's great for cameras. I actually have, I'm one of the first in the state to actually put a dash camera in my car, and I use that footage to teach my kids. So when they're watching videos, they watch dash cam footage of me teaching and certain things that have happened in front of us, and that works out great. But getting back to your story about the first drive, my twin boys, we came back from the DMV after they both got their temporary license, and after they both passed a road test, got their probationary license, and we pulled into the driveway, and my wife had forgotten something at the grocery store, and about a mile down the road is Piggly Wiggly and Union Grove, and so we said, hey, can you guys go get this? And so the two of them got in that car, and I'll never forget, that was their first drive. But what's nice is Life 360, you guys know what that is? It's an app where we can see where they are, and we can see the speed they're going. We can, you know, you can really monitor. I know a lot of kids don't like it, but it's a great way for parents. As long as they have their phone with them, you can see exactly the speed they're going and where they are at all times.
Well, you can do what I do. Just lay on the floor and pray for the day to be over. Pray for the night to be over. Please bring her home. I want to go to sleep.
That's another option.
Yeah. And that's what I did. Okay, no speeding. Now, you'd think that would be obvious.
You would think so. I get a lot of kids in the car for their first lesson. They'll just, all of a sudden, they're just going five over. And I always tell them, you know, I'm not going to let you go five over. Your parents might let you do that. And the biggest thing I stress to them, too, and I don't lie to them. I say, I'd be lying to you if I told you I never drove five over. But I always tell them, but five over isn't always okay. I'll give an example. If we're out on Highway 20 and there's three lanes, it's 45, and maybe you're going 50 in that 45 with three wide lanes and not a lot of traffic. Is it really that dangerous? I tell them, probably not. It's still a violation of the law. But then I tell them, okay, we're in a residential neighborhood, 25 speed zone, Sunday, you know, kids out everywhere, people riding bikes, people walking. Is 30 okay in a 25? And most of them will say no. And I said, that's exactly it. You can't, you know, five over isn't always okay. So I always tell, I don't like parents when they tell their kids five over is okay, because I just don't think it always is.
Well, I go to the speed limit. When I come in, it's about 5:20 in the morning. And there's always somebody on my bumper because they're late for work.
Yes.
And they're like trying to move me. And I can't see their headlights are so close. I'm going 30. If you don't want to go 30, get up earlier in the morning. So you're not in such a bit. I'm not in a rush.
Yeah.
I'm going to get to work on plenty of time today. Yeah. You know, I was telling you before we went on the air today, my dad, when I had my learner's permit, took me for, you know, around the small streets. And he said, all right, let's go on the LIE, Long Island Expressway. I said, no. He said, you're going to have to learn how to do this and learn with me because I know how to drive this expressways. And your driver's ed teacher is going to take you on the Long Island Expressway. Trust me. Let's go. So we went on there and I'm traveling at 55 miles an hour. He said, no, pick it up. I said, 55. Keep up with the flow of traffic or you're going to cause an accident because you're making people pass you. They're going like 65 miles an hour. And they were all trying to pass me, and they're trying to cut other drivers off in the left lane to get ahead of me. He said, keep up with the flow of traffic, or you're going to cause a big accident. And I was shaking. I said, I think I'll take the next exit. I can't handle this. But he was right in a way. Yes, the speed limit was 55, but in reality, people were passing me.
I tell kids there is that fine line, but I also tell them, like, on the freeway out here, when we do our freeway lesson, there's four lanes when we're out there. And I say, if you go 70 in the right lane, you'll be fine. There's three lanes for people to pass you. Even if it seems like everybody on the freeway is going faster than you, you could still do the speed limit in that right lane and not have to worry about it. But, yes, there could be a situation where there aren't three, you know, four lanes or three lanes, and traffic's moving real fast and everybody's swerving around you, or you might have to go a little faster, but that's... you know, there's a fine line there to tell kids that
I just
the
remember
speed to be safe.
His exact words were, keep up with the flow of traffic or you're going to cause an accident.
And parents tell their kids that all the time, but I always tell them there's very rarely will you be in a situation where you're going to have to speed to stay safe. So it's a rare situation, but it can happen.
It's the Racine County Traffic Safety Commission this morning. We're talking about teenage driving. Oh, no. And thank goodness my little girl's 45 years old. I don't have to worry about it anymore. And we're talking to Jeff Urban. He's from Union Grove High School, runs the driver's ed program. And Tom Ditter, who runs the Racine County Traffic Safety Commission program. More to come at 7:49. Local news, timeless hits at WRJN. Our last warning. Download that Civic Media app or a multi-state text to win contest. When you do that, look at the list of Civic Media stations. There's a couple of thousand of them on there. And actually, there's only about 30. Check the list, and you'll find WRJN. Click on it. And when you do, you'll see a little text button. Text that keyword, CHEER, C-H-E-E-R this hour. CHEER, C-H-E-E-R. Get it to us ASAP before 8 o'clock. And then you're in the running for the $200 cash and gold jewelry this hour. And the tickets to see Green Bay in Minnesota play up in Green Bay in mid-November. Plus a gas card, too. That's all coming up. You got to do it now. You have till 8 o'clock to do it. 7:50 WRJN. Big
deals. Today's big deal of the day. Be on the board in Brookfield. The board game cafe packed with timeless classics and new releases. Join open game night tonight at 5 p.m. Make some new friends. While you play, enjoy delicious pizzas, hot apps, fresh subs and salads, and your favorite beverage. Go to WRJN.com right now. Click the big deals banner and purchase $25 worth of gift certificates for just $6.25. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
When you choose Hospice Alliance, you receive support from expert-level caregivers every step of the way. From understanding the Medicare, Medicaid hospice benefit and what private insurance companies cover, to grief support for the whole family. Hospice Alliance will always provide the very best care to every patient who comes to them and will never turn away a patient for inability to pay. At Hospice Alliance, adding life to days is their goal. To learn more, visit hospicealliance.org.
You want something fresh? How about signature subs and chef salads from Lee's Deli? Just the way you like them. At Elite Mini Market, Taylor Mart, Kinsey Corner, and now inside Workforce Development, 1717 Taylor Avenue. Or swing by the shop on Washington for even more mouthwatering options, like giant party subs perfect for your next luncheon or tailgate. Ordering's easy with the Lee's Deli mobile app. More reward points mean more perks. Lee's Deli, for over 50 years serving Racine one meal at a time.
If you like to ride, this is some of the most enjoyable weather of the year. The temps are cooler and the scenery is just about as beautiful as it gets. But make sure that you keep your focus on the road ahead, because a motorcycle accident can happen in a split second. And if you should ever be the unfortunate victim of any type of accident, phone the Lawyer Who Rides, the Hog Lawyer, at 888-999-6644. He's definitely the guy you want on your side. Call or visit him today at hoglawyer.com.
We're talking about staying safe at the Racine County Traffic Safety Commission. We're talking about driving, teenage driving safety. It should be everybody's driving safety, teenage driver. And if you want, you can follow along to what we're doing. Just go to RacineCounty.com/staying safe. You'll see the list of all the programs we've done, all our posters. And you look down the list, you'll see the latest one is teenage driving safety. So go to RacineCounty.com/staying safe, and you'll see it right there. And you've got an app to talk about.
Yes, the Safe Roads app. That is one that has been promoted for a couple of years at all our driver's ed conferences. I believe Bots is the one who started that. And I've had it on my phone for a couple of years. But what happens is you'll drive. After you get to your location, within 5 to 10 minutes, it will ask you if you were the passenger or if you were the driver. And if you were the driver, then you click that, and then it gives you a score. Now, how it scores you is, I'm looking at this right now on my phone. It's acceleration score, brake score, cornering score, steadiness score, a swerve score, a phone score if you're on your phone, and then a speed score. And the higher your scores are, after a certain amount of time, you get, if you keep the scores high, you actually win gift cards and like the Amazon and other places. Oh, okay. So it's a great thing for teens and for adults to actually, you know, get gift cards and just for safe driving.
Let's get through our list here. No alcohol. Again, obvious.
Yeah.
But you got teenagers. They go to a party. They think nothing's wrong. I can take a drink or two. You'd be surprised how blurry your eyes get after a few drinks.
Absolutely.
Now, I don't drink. But I've heard stories about, you know, people say, I can drive. No, you can't. That's why people die in car crashes, because you can't drive when you're drunk.
Biggest problem with alcohol is it lowers your inhibitions, so it makes you think that you're okay when you're not. There is a not-a-drop law in Wisconsin, so anybody under 21 can't have any amount of alcohol in their system. So if they get pulled over and they blow a .01, that would be illegal for them. So it's not about the intoxication limit if you're under 21. So that has been a good, you know, a law that's been added. But it is definitely, you know, cell phones and drinking are probably the two biggest problems, I think, in Wisconsin when it comes to driving.
I would agree.
And I always ask kids, I'll say, how many times have you gone out, you know, with your parents or whatever to a fish fry or something, and your parents have had some drinks, and then they drive you home? And I say, well, you know, maybe they were okay, maybe not. But you might, you know, it's one of those where, you know, again, there's that line where, you know, what's okay and what's not. So with the, but I stress with them that they absolutely can't have a drop in them. They can't even transport alcohol knowingly until they're 21 years old. So if they had alcohol in the
and
car.
And no open containers, period, for anybody.
No open for anybody, but they can't even transfer. So like if they went to a grocery store with their parents, they could drive to the grocery store, but if the parents buy alcohol, and even if they put it in the trunk, it doesn't matter. They can't transport it knowingly. So.
And one more, no driving or riding in your car without a seatbelt.
Seatbelts, I ask kids, what's the biggest issue? You guys know what the biggest problem with the seatbelt law in our Wisconsin is? Do you know what the fine is?
$10, I don't know.
$10.
Is it $10?
It's $10, yeah. If you cross the border to Illinois, I believe it's close to $150. So I always tell them that's the biggest problem, because who's going to not wear a seatbelt because they're worried about $10 fines? So I wish they would up that. But I, you know, the amount of videos I show and the amount I stress, and I tell them, you know, I told you this already, but that is by far number one. If something bad happens in the car, your best chance to survive is to have that seatbelt on. We had a teacher that, a science teacher that's retired. He was a fire chief in Union Grove, and he said, he told me for 22 years, he would go to different traffic accidents where people were killed. And he said, in 22 years, twice, he had to take a seatbelt off of a dead person. He said twice. He said every other time it was somebody that didn't have a seatbelt on.
Well, so, the manufacturers of cars do something interesting. They put that annoying bell that won't stop.
Yeah.
And
it does help.
Just to shut it up, you want to put your seatbelt on.
Our driver's ed car, you can't shift until the seatbelt's on. You can't.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Mm. Was that built into your car especially?
No, ours is just, we just buy the car, but the newer cars, a lot of them have that. So.
And you get that brake, the passenger side brake.
I do.
Which I would love to have, but I'd be stopping the car every few seconds. I was going to tell you my story. So I got a car for my senior year in high school. I didn't get a car, usually my mother's car. So I got my license, and now you're the magnet. All the kids love you. All the people that wouldn't talk to you for the first 3 years in high school will now want to be your best friend. So we have the senior carnival. It was a Saturday night. And the kids say, hey, can you drive me home? And the prettiest girl there said, oh, can you drive me home too? Of course, everybody else out. She wants to drive home. So I've got four kids, and I go to start the car, and it won't start. And we're waiting and waiting. Finally, they all vanish, you know, because they want to get to where they're going, parties and everything. I'm all alone. I go to a payphone, call my mother. She comes down, get this, in her bathrobe with curlers in her hair and a jacket over her bathrobe. I said, oh, thank God nobody saw her. And she starts the car right away. I flooded the car. And these are older cars, you know. And I flooded the car. She started it right up, and she was angry because I woke her up to get down there to the high school and start the car. So I went home alone. But thank goodness, because my mother, I didn't want to see, nobody wanted to see that picture. So that was my driving thing. So when we had our senior prom, a lot of kids, we had it at the World's Fair, the old 65 World's Fair. A lot of kids drove to Queens to go to the thing. I said, no, you know, I don't want to drive. Let's take the bus. I mean, you're driving at night. You're driving with a lot of kids on the road. You know, no alcohol, but still. So we took the bus to play it safe. And, you know, you don't have to drive everywhere.
No.
There's public transportation. If you have to go somewhere, it's going to be late at night. You think you might be tired. So a couple of us took the bus.
I do believe Uber, you know, those companies like that have helped with, especially the drinking and driving. I really do think that's helped a lot, where people will be out and they will just Uber somewhere. Or what's the other ones? I don't know what the other ones are, but
taxi cabs.
Yeah, well, taxis. Yeah. If you're not in a city that has a lot of taxi cabs, but yes, taxis are great. But it seems like that's changed a little bit. I think that has helped.
Thank you, Tom Nitter. Sure. Tom Nitter from the Racine County Traffic Safety Commission. Always putting these shows together. I really do appreciate it.
Well, you're very welcome. Really, thank you for, really for having us on. Again, I would refer people to take a look at the website. It's got the poster on there, and it's got a couple of links. One of them is to the app that Jeff talked about. The other thing would be if people want more information about teen driving safety and some of the statistics in Wisconsin, as well as so many other things, Wisconsin DOT does an excellent job of putting the information out there. And we've got a link on the poster that people can at least get the information.
Thank you, Jeff Urban, Union Grove High School Driver's Ed Program.
You bet. The one thing I do want to, I was talking to Tom about too, is if you ever go to, you could just Google community maps. And you can take a look at how many accidents have been in the state for the year. You can check any year. And when I just checked it this morning, 50 as of today, just this year in 2025, 56 teens have been killed on Wisconsin roads. So just, you know, that's one reason why I'm here and one reason I, you know, wanted to come on here to promote, you know, safe teen driving because it's just so important. It started for me as helping out. I was helping my father-in-law, actually. He was encouraged me to get certified. My wife is actually certified to teach. She doesn't teach it anymore, but so we were just teaching it for the summer. It was just a summer job and make more money, but now it's definitely become a passion for me for the last 28 years to try to keep these kids safe. So I've, knock on wood, I have yet
that's
have
Romaca.
I've yet to have one of my students that I have taught get killed in a car accident at our
excellent
school. Now four kids have died and one teacher since I've been there in car accidents. So
okay, if you missed any of this, it'll be podcast either.